to Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
All right, the Astros taking on the Cleveland Guardians tonight, little midweek series. And for more on baseball going around the league, we bring in Houston native Robert Flores, Dobie High School graduate and University of Houston grad. What's up, Roflo?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing good.
Good. Thanks for hopping on, man. What are your thoughts so far on the Astros season? Are they what you expected? Are they as good as you expect? I mean, I know you cover all 32 teams, but this or 30 teams, but this is your hometown team.
Yeah, I think that offensively they are not quite what I expected. There's still some guys still trying to find their way, namely Alex Bregman. He did have an extra base hit yesterday, so that definitely helped. He said he's been working hard trying to fix some things mechanically with his swing. So I think offensively they're a little bit behind from a pitching standpoint, especially from a starting rotation standpoint. It might be exceeding expectations. And I'm including Justin Verlander in that at the top of the list because, it's remarkable what he's doing. He's 39 years old. He's fresh off Tommy John surgery. And like we were saying this morning on MLB Central, he might be the best pitcher in the game right now. So he has exceeded expectations. But even with all that going on, offense underperforming just a tad, they're still in first place.
It's almost as if it's every single year with this team. You sort of just expect them to be in that spot. But the way that they're doing it, Robert, is definitely different, as you mentioned, that starting pitching. I feel with Justin Verlander that this is just what you expect from him. He's kind of like the Tom Brady of baseball. But with the rest of the rotation, do you feel like it's sustainable, what we have seen thus far from a unit that definitely had good numbers last year but has been remarkably consistent thus far?
Well, I think that the Jake Odorizzi injury could have been potentially devastating for the depth of rotation. There's no timetable on when he's coming back, but it sounds like it will be sooner than what we had expected and thought when he first went down at Fenway Park. I think Jose Urquidy's start yesterday was important. He had not been generating prior to yesterday a lot of swings and misses. But yesterday he responds with a career high 10 strikeouts. And yeah, it's the Texas Rangers, I get it. But they've got some guys that can mash in that lineup. So for him to turn in that kind of performance, considering how his season has started, I think was very important. I'm going to give you one name that I think is going to have to play a role. And I've said it a couple of times. Vanessa has heard me say it a couple of times. Forrest Whitley is going to have to be a part of this staff at some point. He just is. I mean, it's time. Now, I know he's young. He's also coming off Tommy John. He's still several weeks away, but I think that there's going to be a place for him at some point. Whether that's middle relief, bullpen, start, I don't know, but I think this could be the season that he, is thrust into action.
I want to go back to what you said about Justin Verlander, because I know in Houston, I think we were surprised that he has been as solid as he has been. Were you guys surprised on the national level that he's been this good?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I think that not so much that we knew that he would be prepared, that he would be in shape, and he would do everything in his power to come back. But it's what he's done, especially from a velocity standpoint. I mean, I think a couple of starts ago, he was hitting 97, 98, that's the hardest pitch he had thrown all season. I think is the hardest pitch he's thrown since 2019. So I think for me that is the most surprising, how good he looks this early. Now, as you guys mentioned, it's still early in the season. We've only reached really the quarter pole of the season. So they're going to have to be careful on how they monitor him moving forward. But, man, the early returns right now, excellent.
Robert Flores with us. You mentioned roles for guys like Forrest Whitley. I'm curious as to what kind of role Lance McCullers will have when he comes back, not because I don't expect him to go be a starter, but Keith Law was on our station last week, and he suggested the idea of moving Lance McCullers into the bullpen. What do you think of a move like that?
Yeah, I think it is something that I'm sure that they are considering. And the other thing, there's two factors here in play when you consider Lance in the bullpen. One, he just signed a contract extension, so he's not like chasing numbers or anything in preparation for a new deal. So he's good. He's set. He's got his new contract. And the other thing is he has experience coming out of the bullpen. So I think that could be definitely an interesting option. The way they were using Odorizzi and Javier before Odorizzi's injury was kind of that piggyback tandem starter. So maybe we see something like that with Lance McCullers involved. So I think that assuming Lance comes back and he's healthy and ready to go, I think that gives Dusty Baker and James Quick quite a few options on how to attack opposing hitters. Because as we've seen, you can never have enough pitching. This has definitely been an unusual season with the shortened spring training. So the more options, the more depth, the better.
What have you seen from Jeremy Pena? I think all of us have been a little pleasantly surprised, even though we knew he was good. What have you guys seen? Again, like, you cover every team. What is that national narrative on this young guy that's really come in and showed out? Not that he could ever fully take Carlos Correa's place, but he's being himself, and it seems to really be working.
I think it's a case of, well, the Astros knew what they were doing, I guess. it's just another example of guys stepping in for departed superstars and producing. I think defensively, I said before, you know, make every routine play and occasionally make some great plays. And he's done that and more. Offensively is where I'm surprised. We've seen power. I think he's near the top as far as the team lead in RBIs and other offensive categories. So I think when you look also at his makeup, he doesn't seem rattled. He doesn't seem phased. The moment doesn't seem too big for him. So when you compare what Carlos is currently making in Minnesota and what Jeremy is making now, right now it seems like the Astros made the right decision. But it's still early. We'll see.
Robert, what did you make of what took place on Saturday between the White Sox and the New York Yankees, where Josh Donaldson, who claims to have called Tim Anderson shortstop for the White Sox, Jackie, a couple of times, referencing back to the time where, I guess, Tim Anderson compared himself to Jackie Robinson back in 2019. Yeah. Anderson took major issue with it on Saturday. He spoke about it. Then yesterday, continued to play the way he's been playing. He's probably the best shortstop in baseball, at least with the statistics right now. What did you make of that entire situation? Because I know Josh Donaldson is definitely someone who can be a troll from time to time. I also, though, with Anderson, I do wonder, it feels like he got mad about something that I don't know was perhaps intended the way it was taken.
Well, there's a lot to unpack. And like I tweeted a couple of days ago when I first heard about it, I was like, oh, this story is going to be a mess, but luckily we have Twitter to help us navigate through all of this.
A lot of calm, logical people.
Exactly. I thought that Liam Hendricks and a couple of other, I think maybe Tony La Russa also mentioned this, but Liam Hendricks was pretty emphatic, and he made a great point. You know, you're claiming that this is an inside joke between the two of you, but the two of you don't get along. So it's kind of like when you make fun of your brother and vice versa, that's fine. But when someone else does it, it's like, hey, you don't know him like that, and you don't know me like that.
Mm.
So I don't blame Tim Anderson for feeling that way. And I said earlier today that, and I think we're coming around that, you know, maybe we shouldn't ask, we shouldn't tell the black guy or the person of color what is or isn't racist. You know,
right.
So hopefully, I mean, these are two very intelligent guys and grown men. So maybe a phone call can be had, maybe a conversation, better yet, maybe even conversation face to face. But it's incumbent upon Josh to tell Tim, hey, I didn't mean it that way. And maybe Tim can tell him from his point of view why he did feel that way. And then maybe it can be squashed.
Do you still get your mentions blown up by BTS fans?
By Yankee fans?
Yeah. No, what was the boy band that you insulted?
Oh, what was that boy band?
They got so mad at you. This,
God, what is that? What was that group? This is, it's not This Is Us.
See, this
That's
is
the
good.
TV show.
You moved on. That's good. I would hold that grudge forever.
In fact,
I'd hate them more.
Do you guys know the name of it?
No.
Do you know the name of the group?
I want to know who it is.
Yeah,
I'm fascinated.
You'll have to, because it was, they were really, really mean to you. Okay, I want to get a couple here. I want to get your hot take.
Yeah,
on it.
I mean, I was bombarded with insults by like preteens and
oh,
they
nice.
Were calling me boomer.
It was aggressive.
I'm like, boomer? I'm a I'm a Gen Xer. I'm a Gen Xer. I'm not a boomer.
People may think you're a one-trick pony with baseball, but you've covered a lot of other sports. So I'm going to ask your take on a couple of other things. Are you Team Saban or Team Jimbo?
I am Team College Athlete.
Love it.
But I love them going back and forth. But it's a little funny when these college coaches and all this pearl clutching that they're doing
when they're millionaires,
when kids are they're like, all this nefarious recruiting tactics. What are we supposed? Hey, these guys, this kind of stuff has been going on for decades. Now it's just, you know, the kids, rightly so, get a chance to put themselves out on the free market and make a little money. So, I thought it was hilarious. I love when college coaches go back and forth at it.
Peter King has the Texans ranked 32nd in his power rankings. Is that fair or unfair?
Oh, my God. Well.
You were surprised, now you're not surprised.
I'm surprised and not surprised. If we could somehow put them at 33, that would probably a more accurate description.
I think they're a little better than Carolina. I mean, I don't think they're the absolute worst, Robert. I feel like they're bad, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
They're
on the right track, right? They're on the right track.
I think so.
Right?
I think so. But define right track, like just not the absolute worst with a weird vice president who seems to have an alarming amount of power considering his track record. Yeah.
Who wins the NBA finals?
Sadly, I think the Warriors are going to win it again.
Yeah.
I'm so torn on this Warriors Mavericks series because I hate both of those teams. But I mean,
So
the Rockets going to take Banchero? Are the Rockets going to take Banchero or what?
I don't know. Because that's a tough spot to be in when you're at that third. Like, you don't know who's going to fall to you. And I just wonder who's actually going to fit. Because right now, I'm looking at it, Robert, with the perspective. I want everything to be made so that Jalen Green can excel. And, you know, I just feel like him playing with Kevin Porter Jr., that's only going to make things worse. Like, and so what if they get somebody else that's potentially going to be, I don't know, taking the ball away from Jalen? It's a tough spot. It's a shame. You have the worst record in basketball, and you end up with the third pick.
All that tanking for nothing.
I know, right? Well, Robert Flores, we appreciate your time. As always, he is at Roflo on Twitter, Real Roflo on Instagram. And, of course, you can catch him on MLB Central each morning with Mark DeRosa and Lauren Shahady. Robert, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you very much. Good luck this week, Vanessa.
Thank you. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate that. All right, coming up on Vanessa and Gallant, our In Case You Missed It segment from the weekend. That's next.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!